Helga Langson is pulling from her purse some products her Jacksonville-based company offers.
Basically, everything you see on CSI.
Evidence markers, a crime scene bag, and fingerprint powder.
We are one of the few companies that specializes on the international market of this.
Langson's Soho Network Solutions sells police investigative tools to clients around the world, and she employs two people in Jacksonville. But her stay in the U.S. is not guaranteed because she's here on what's called E-2 status.
You have to be able to hire people. You have to be able to pay taxes, and it has to be a business that runs.
Her status must be renewed every 2 years, and there's no direct path to a green card and ultimately citizenship.
You can't plan for the future. You know, we always have to have a plan B.
Rutherford says he wants to change that.
To me, it's just an issue of basic fairness. They don't jump ahead of anybody. They don't get special consideration. It just gives them the right to apply.
His bill gives E-2 treaty visa holders in the country for at least a decade the chance to apply for green cards. And it would help their kids stay, says Florida Coastal Law professor Erica Curran.
So when the kids are 21, right in the middle of college age, they have to either transition to some other type of visa in the U.S., such as a student visa, or travel and go back to the home country.
Rutherford's bill extends the age to 26, allowing them to finish college and apply for work permits. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.